Tiny Township mayoral candidate Tony Mintoff allegedly shared sensitive and confidential information during his time on municipal council, according to a group of concerned citizens. A Tiny Township resident, who has requested anonymity, has provided local media outlets and many in the township and municipal election race with materials to back up the claim. We are writing today as a group of concerned citizens, worried about democracy in Tiny, the resident explained in the letter. The FOT TSA, Federation of Tiny Township Shoreline Associations, board is inappropriately attempting to influence its membership as well as influence council. Former councillors and candidates have broken confidentiality laws and are trying to hide it, and division is occurring throughout the township. The resident continued, "We submitted an FOI, Freedom of Information, request on former councillor Mintoff's email correspondence with FOT TSA President Paul Cowley, and past President Judith Grant, as well as Deputy Mayor, candidate Steve Saltzman. The response back included an approximate 1,200-page search of records, according to the resident, including 11 breaches of privileged, confidential municipal information Mr. Mintoff shared with his third parties, in addition to off-color and completely inappropriate dialogue about township staff, council and residents." The resident noted, "There is evidence of collusion to hire Mr. Saltzman to the STR, Short-Term Rental, Working Committee, Task Force. Mintoff feeding in-camera materials to FOT TSA, and also FOT TSA sharing their own legal and directing Mr. Mintoff. The Criminal Code of Canada states that a breach of trust by a public officer, if found guilty, is an indictable offence and liable to imprisonment for a term of not more than 5 years, or, is an offence punishable on summary conviction." 4 pages of Councillor Mintoff email exchanges through the Tiny Township municipal domain were included in the media package. One dated March 1, 2021 regarding a legal resource from FOT TSA and involved Mintoff replying, "I want to share a bit of relevant material that I probably shouldn't release at this point, so treat it accordingly, please. It is marked privileged and confidential, so I could get a lot of flack for divulging it." Moments later, Mintoff sent another email reiterating how he shouldn't be releasing the information, urging the respondent to please read and delete the advice from legal counsel. In an exchange regarding STR on June 2, 2021, Mintoff provided a municipal response with another request to please read and delete. The redacted respondent replied, "I've destroyed the evidence," and added, "I appreciate you confiding in me." The final email exchange released from August 7, 2021 involved a redacted individual to whom Mintoff stated, "I will not rest until you get on the task force," adding, "I can't lose with you by my side, my friend, our day is near." A deputation was made from Saltzman in 2021, prompting Tiny Council to create the STR Task Force, only for Saltzman's participation to prompt his removal shortly after due to code of conduct behavior. Mintoff resigned from Tiny Council in September of 2021, returning to the political arena with an announcement for his candidacy for mayor in the 2022 municipal election, along with Saltzman as his running mate for deputy mayor. In his election announcement, Mintoff admitted returning for a run as mayor, with concern that we could very well elect both a mayor and deputy mayor that have absolutely no municipal experience or political experience, adding, "We really need to do a better job to engage the residents, to give them the sense that in a democratic society they have access to their elected representatives in a meaningful way." Midland Today reached out for comments from Mintoff and Saltzman. Neither responded in time for this article. Dave Evans is running against Mintoff in the 2022 municipal election for Tiny Township mayor. "I think it's a travesty," said Evans. "In politics, integrity is everything. Rightfully so, I think public officials are held to a higher standard of conduct because we don't just represent ourselves, and politicians need to act in a way that inspires public confidence in local government. What Mr. Mintoff has done in the breach of trust the voters of Tiny have put in him is unacceptable," said Evans. "I think the FOI that I have so far confirms that all these participants, the 4 people involved, were all aware of their wrongdoing." Comments like "read and delete" and "destroy the evidence" confirm they are aware and complicit in their legal actions in order to deter them from continuing on. "Clearly, I believe this is a matter that should be investigated by police services," Evans added. Sean Miskimmins is running for deputy mayor against Saltzman. Also running is current Tiny Councillor John Bryant. I'm shocked and disgusted by this breach of trust, said Miskimmins. This type of behavior is egregious to the most extreme. Betraying confidence such as this is not appropriate for anyone in or seeking office. As far as I'm concerned, both candidates should publicly withdraw their candidacy from the election, said Miskimmins. I'm a human resources executive, said Miskimmins, and treating confidential matters is the cornerstone of my career. Both Evans and Miskimmins further noted that Mintoff's actions shouldn't be extended to current council or staff of the township. A request for comment from Tiny Mayor George Cornell and Sir Robert Lamb was made, with no response prior to publication of this article. A request for comment from Paul Cowley of FOT TSA was made, with no response prior to publication of this article. The Tiny Township resident who brought forward the allegations also did not respond to further requests for comment.